Okay, can you describe the creative process behind All These Eyes? I mean, on the EP, it's my favorite song. It's just something
Awesome.
that kind of, it's got this really catchy sound, and your voice sounds excellent in it. It's a little kind of non-poppy Bon Jovi, like before Bon Jovi sold out, so to speak. With the, you could even hear, like, I don't know, some, I don't want to say alternative, but it definitely has a harder sound. I mean, how'd that all come about? How'd you write that song?
Well, originally, when we were talking about coming, or when I was talking, let me see. Originally, when we were talking about doing these four songs and going back to Nashville and recording all the logistics and everything of that, I had written that song and I'd done a couple of different versions of it. So when Denny Smith, one of the producers of this of the Bittersweet EP that's out right now, he flew out and he had already kind of gotten the guys in the band together that were going to record the songs. And he flew out, and at the time, I think I had about 22 to 24 like tunes or ideas that we kind of went through. And as we were going through it, that was the one track that had stuck out. But at the time, I'd had two or three different versions of it, but I didn't have any vocals on it at all. It was just kind of just, it was the exact same arrangement that is on the EP, but it was all instrumental. And he was really, really drawn to it to the point where he was like, I've got, he goes, I've got the idea for this. I've really got the idea for this. So we had already worked on the other three, and it was starting to get down to crunch time. And one day, he literally just kind of came in with lyrics and said, here it is. Like, here's the way it needs to lay out. Here's the way that, it all needs to kind of come together. And after we got the original pre-production demo done, I went in and tweaked some melodies and tweaked some of this and kind of still made it all my own. But I mean, he really, really came through with that. And that's actually our first co-write. We've known each other since we were 16, growing up in Illinois. And then he still lived in Illinois when I was in Nashville. And then he's now in Nashville and I'm out here. So it's really cool to have a friend, like an old friend like that we've had finally had a chance to collaborate.